Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. You may have seen spotted lanternflies flying around Rhode Island or heard about them on the news. Today, we're looking to the question of what we should do when we see them. We had Andrea Lee and Hamid Torabzadeh from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Before we talk about what to do with lanternflies, can you just describe what they look like for people who haven't seen them?
Yes, they're actually kind of pretty. When their wings are closed, they just look like gray insects dotted with black spots. But when they open their wings, they reveal a red, black, and white pattern underneath.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of these spotted lanternflies recently. I think I'm supposed to kill them, but why?
To find out, I talked to Cynthia Qualick. She works for the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management in the Department of Agriculture.
Spotted lanternflies are an invasive plant hopper, and they are from China, and they are a problem because they feed from the sap on several types of trees and plants. They decrease the yield of different fruits. That's why we are concerned here. We're trying to protect our vineyards and orchard trees and plants as well.
According to Cynthia, spotted lanternflies are popping up all over the state.
So we started seeing spotted lanternfly populations show up in Rhode Island in 2021. We saw another population spring up in 2022, and that was in Smithfield, Rhode Island. And then since then, it has spread east into North Providence, Providence, and East Providence, and then into Pawtucket and Central Falls, Cumberland, Lincoln.
So what should I do if I see them around?
This question is actually very relevant for me because a spotted lanternfly flew onto my face the other day. I asked Cynthia and she said,
I know this will sound gruesome, but the best thing that the typical citizen could do is just squish them and just being aware to not move them into a more agricultural area.
Not move them?
That's because we want to make sure they don't find their way into farms.
Well, what about pesticides? Should I just use those if I see a spotted lanternfly?
Cynthia says only if you hire an expert.
Got it. Then what does the future look like for spotted lanternflies in the U.S.?
If you're worried about protecting agriculture, it's not looking too good. But if you are a spotted lanternfly, you have a very bright future ahead.
Unfortunately, I think that spotted lanternfly is going to be something we're going to have to live with long term. I don't think that it's a pest that we'll be able to eradicate entirely.
But there are some biological forces that may keep the lanternflies in check. Look at Pennsylvania, for example, there.
Not only is there a native pathogenic fungus that seems to attack nymphs, there's also predators that are realizing like this is not a poisonous food, that they can eat it, it's a good food source. And then the other aspect that we have hope for is some sort of biological control. USDA and several cooperators are looking into the release of a parasitic wasp that could potentially keep the population in check.
But there's still research to be done before releasing this wasp.
For now, local environmental agencies are asking people to report spotted lanternfly sightings.
Here in Rhode Island, you can do that on the Department of Environmental Management's website, unless you live in Providence or Kent counties. DEM already knows the lanternflies are there.
And of course, if you see them, squish them.
Got it. Thanks, Andrea and Hamid. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.